I'm doing this for Annette. Right? Oh, yeah, I think so. All right, good job, good job. So I want to just give a brief welcome to and introduction to our special guest, Nipun, and he'll introduce his other special guests. Such a lesson in God and love and synchronicity that Nipun happened to come this weekend when Jessica was going to be playing, and she brought her friend Rogan, who's a Bollywood choreographer and rather well known, I presume, I've heard. Jessica and I, last year I invited her to come, and she had to cancel because she said she was going to India to tour around Mumbai. And I was like, wait a minute, I'm going to India. And we thought we might get together in India, but we didn't. But here we are. So she's here, and then we're here with Nipun Mehta, who has been such a profound influence on me in this spiritual center for so many years now. I'm not sure how many years this Love Fest has been going on, but Nipun and Service Space has just really changed the trajectory of this center, where we are so much more focused on kindness and love and non-dual reality and the truth beyond all appearances, that we truly are one, that the focus has just gotten so crystallized through the work of Service Space and Nipun. So with that being said, let us give Nipun lots of love as we welcome him to the stage.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, mic drop. Before we start. See, that's when you know you're home. You don't even need the mic or you don't even need a joke for a mic drop. Yes, stay. We're good. Well, what a joy to be here. Like Bonnie said, I do feel like, I think I spoke to Annette, and first word that came out was, I feel like I'm home, because there's so much love here, so much resonance of values. I look at the sign behind, and it says Center for Love Inside Our Hearts. You know, I think if that's not a place called home, I don't know what is. So really grateful to be here. Thank you all. We have some incredible guests. I want to introduce them, and so you all get the benefit of them just as I have received from them. But before we do, I want to set a little bit of context. You know, Gandhi at one point was traveling on a train, and he would get off at every station because there would be throngs of people. And at one station, as he's just sort of stopping for 30 seconds, maybe a minute, one of the reporters asked him a question. He says, Gandhi, what's your message? And that happened to be a Monday, and so it was his day of silence. Every Monday he was in silence, no matter how busy everything got. He says, I cannot forget prayer. And so he would spend it in silence, and that was a silent day, and so he couldn't say anything, but he took the journalist's notepad. In it, he writes down, my life is my message. It wasn't India, it wasn't a movement, it wasn't changing the world. He says, I'm trying to live and embody these principles, and that is really my message. And as you look a little deeper into the life of Gandhi, you realize that his life was really all about prayer. That his life, so many people feel that his life was about like really strong action, which he did, but he held it with a real gentle heart of love. And this is actually a great introduction of the person that I'm about to introduce. We were at but before I do, I thought of one more story I'm going to tell you. I'm going to sneak it in. We were at a retreat recently about this power of gentle, about this power of subtle love. We were at a retreat recently, and this guy, we were doing a circle of sharing just last weekend, and this guy says, well, you know, I trained as a martial artist. And initially, you look at the world as like solidified, gross kind of reality. But over time, as you get deeper into the flow, as you step into that heart of love, you realize that there's actually a lot of subtlety to what's going on. If your mind gets quiet, you tune in a very deep way. And he says, when I was training at one point in my martial arts teacher, I had to face a very big opponent, and I was very scared. And so my martial arts teacher took me out to the back, and he says, pick this stone up. So I picked it up. He says, throw it as far as you can. with all your might. And he threw it. Then he says, now pick up this leaf. Throw it as far as you can with all your might. And the problem is, when we get coercive, when we want more and more power, when that hungry ghost of our incessant desires takes over our being, we are looking at the world as a stone and we want more power to throw it farther, to have it. But actually, life is gentle like a leaf. And I think when we tap into that, we move away from filling ourselves with our ego, but instead fill ourselves with the Spirit of God. We move away from fear and fill ourselves with the Spirit of love. And that love is really gentle. And so as we were sharing this story, it was really profound. I mean, I kind of joked after that. I was like, retreat's over, guys. Go home, you know? It's like, it was so powerful. But then we had a bunch of teenagers, two teenagers. Math, you know, a bunch, close enough. And as it got to the teenagers, they said, you know, and we were talking about love and fear. We're saying, how do we transcend our sort of fear mindset? How do we stop just taking, and how do we get to that last bargain, right? All right. And so these kids, one of them starts to share. She says, you know, I was in the dorm and I was kind of a troublemaker. And one point at night, we were all like making a lot of noise. She stays at a residential school. And so like the head principal or the head sort of person who's in charge, the teacher comes in and late at night and like, who's doing, you know, you guys are talking too much. Who's doing all the talking, you know? And she was like, you know, everybody, you know, a bunch of people raised their hands like, sorry, I was guilty of that. And she says, actually, I was the worst troublemaker of all of them, but I didn't raise my hands. But the teacher looks at all these raised hands, and instead of punishing them, she says, all right, now everybody applaud. Because they had the courage to stand up for their mistakes. And this teenager in our circle looks at us and she says, that gentle action by my teacher has given me the courage to make sure I don't lie. To make sure that if I make a mistake, I own up to it. And so in a very real way, if we tap into our gentleness, we can shake the world. And Gandhi, in some sense, was an incredible example of this. And I presume all of you know about Gandhi. But in India, there was Gandhi had a spiritual successor for whom Gandhi had a lot of respect. His name was Vinoba. And Vinoba was this guy who worked for decades with Gandhi, but at some point he says there's a lot of inequality in the country, and I want to address this, but I don't want to address this with power and force that, oh, I'm going to give you, you have to do this because you need to give to these people. He says, I want to do it in a gentle way. And he was a man of character. You know, when you meet these gentle people, your sort of whole being responds to that. And so what he decided to do is double down on this spirit of love. And so he walked from village to village, and he would say, if you had 5 kids, what would you do with your land when you pass away? And people would say, well, I would distribute it amongst 5 people, 1/5, to everybody. He says, would you adopt me as your 6th son? And I don't even want 1/6 of your land. Would you give it to your brother and to your sister who are landless? Now, this simple proposition, you got nothing in return. It was just pure. It's like he is purely moved by love. And he's inviting, just by his very presence, he's saying, will you join me in this sacred movement of love? And people lined up to give him land. 5 million acres of land was donated. And when he was, 5 million acres is larger than the size of many countries. And when he was on the cover of Time magazine in 1952, the caption read, I'm here to loot you with love. He's like, I'm just going to let you know I'm coming in, and I've just got love, and you're going to have nothing, I'm going to have nothing, but somehow we're all going to feel great about it. We know that did a lot of things for the country, but he was a man of prayer. And what he added, he says, Gandhi talked about direct action, but he was a man of prayer. And he said that if that kind of direct action doesn't work,
don't make the mistake of turning the world into a stone. It's actually still a leaf. If that doesn't work, do gentler action. And if the gentler action doesn't work, do a gentlier action. And with Vinoba was a gentleman who happens to be with us today. He spent 30 years with him. In his early 20s, or maybe even before that, he said, I want to follow that guy. And initially he thought that the guy was amazing. Because he says, who in the world lines up to give your land away like that? You know, like 5 million acres, that's nuts, right? So he thought, okay, maybe there's something special about this guy. But at some point he says, you know, I'm going to try it. Let's see if it works. You know, all right, you guys just want to give? You know, why don't you just give it all away? And he realized that, of course, he needs to have that character. He needs to embody that. And he started doing that, and he realized people would line up to give him land too. And he says, it wasn't that Vinoba was amazing. It is that love was amazing. That if you're actually embodying that, then the whole, spirit will move through you in remarkable ways. And he's a man who has, in his whole life, as Hugh's poem reminded us, in his whole life, he has never asked for money for anything he has done. He's never had a job. He doesn't want to sell his labor. He says it's too valuable to be sold. Just like our mother's love of 9 months is too valuable to be, you know, you can't put a price tag on your mom's, although I think some countries are trying. You can't really put a price tag on these things. And he says, all my action is a prayer, is an ode to the divine, is an offering to the formless. So he said, how can I even think of taking something in return? And so for 86 years, he had a wife and two kids, and he lived like this. And you can only live like that if you have been giving love. And as you give that love, people's cup of gratitude, not everybody's, but many people's cup of gratitude overflows, and you take care of it. I will add one more thing about him. His wife passed away 2 years ago. For 57 years, they were together. And usually we say, till death do us part. But in India, we have a phrase that even expands that even more. It's like, till seven lifetimes, you know. Me and you will be together, you know. I love you so much. Before she passed away, she was the author of 30 books. Incredible woman. And paved the way for so many people to understand these deeper spiritual principles. When she passed away, she wrote her last essay on him. And she says, I used to say that, wow, we love each other so much. We are connected not just to each other. We're connected to the values. That's what brings us together. She says, I used to love him so much, and I wanted to keep him for seven lifetimes. But she says, I have received so much that I am satiated. I want to release him so that he can love so many other people the way he needs to. She says, my cup is full. I have been loved by this man so thoroughly, so deeply, that the change he wishes to be outside in the world, I have seen it. I have been on the receiving end. I am grateful. My cup is full. This is the man that we have the tremendous honor of to be in the honor of his company, to have him at this church for the first time in America. Please give a big round of applause to Arun Dada. Arun Dada, I'll. Any ambassadors?
He's so simple and so cute. And he only gets cuter. By the end of the service, he's going to be even cuter. I said the other day he has two pairs of clothes, and then he reminds me, no, I have three. We fed him ice cream. He eats very little, and he, like, some of the ice cream dropped. And so the hosts where we were, they said, you know, we have another jacket, we have another sort of sweatshirt. And so he's like, that sounds good. And that sweater, who knows what happened to that? He's got that on. And he's just this adorable grandfather. So I invite him to share a little bit. He won't speak in English. We actually have an amazing translator, but I want her to share later. So she's going to be speaker. I will try to translate. So we'll see where it goes. But
એક ગીત મેં સુનાઉં આપકો.
I'll sing a song for you.
French kavi Fenelon 17th sadi mein wo ho gaya France mein. Roman Catholic sampraday ka wo anuyayi.
There was a French poet named Fenelon a long time back. He was from the Roman Catholic Church and a deep disciple and a mystic.
उसने धर्म ग्रंथ लिखे हैं, प्रार्थना गीत लिखे हैं.
He's written a lot of prayers.
एक प्रार्थना गीत फ्रेंच में से अंग्रेजी में आया और अंग्रेजी का रूपांतर हुआ गुजराती भाषा में.
One of those songs, it was originally written in French and then it was translated in English and from English it came to my mother tongue, Gujarati.
एक कवि मित्र ने उस प्रार्थना गीत को लिखा है गुजराती में.
One of his poet friends has translated this.
Situation aisi hai ki Bhagwan prasanna huye aur kehte hain ki maago so main de dunga.
He says the situation is this, the context of the song, that God is pleased and God says, my son, what would you like? I offer you whatever you'd like.
वो मांगता क्या है उसके पहले अगर हम लोगों को कहा जाए कि आप क्या मांगेंगे तो आप क्या कहेंगे उसको.
So he now the poet is this disciple of Christ is saying, wow, what will I ask for? I have now this abundant grace. If you could ask for anything, what would you ask for? And the poem, the prayer, is about what he asked for. But before we do that, why don't we take a moment to sort of reflect that if you were to see God, if you were to have this union, this moment, and this great grace was flowing, and you had an opportunity to say, to ask for whatever you wanted, what would you ask for? So let's take a moment of silence. To just sit with that question before we hear the song, prayer.
मैंने इसलिए कहा कि हमारी मांग ईश्वर से और ये फेनेलोन भक्त की मांग क्या है वो आपके ध्यान में आए.
He says, I asked you to close your eyes and reflect on this so we can see how Fenelon, in contrast, our sort of request of God, our ask of God, and see how Fenelon, what Fenelon asked for as a great devotee of God.
मैं गुजराती गाना सुनाऊं पूरा. पूरा सुनाऊं
पूरा सुनाइए
और उसके बाद उसका जिसमें तर्जुमा कर दीजिए
सो ही इज जस्ट गोना शेयर द फुल सॉन्ग इन गुजराती एंड देन आई विल शेयर आफ्टर दैट बिकॉज़ यस्टरडे वी हैड वी वर ट्रांसलेटिंग एंड बंच ऑफ पीपल सेड दैट एक्चुअली आई फेल्ट लाइक आई गॉट इट बिफोर इवन द ट्रांसलेशन वाज देयर बिकॉज़ ही this is like a cheat sheet. He actually lives this prayer, and so we'll have him share, and then I'll translate.
Magun shute hu janun malik aapu hoite aap jese je Magun shute hu janun malik आपू होए थे आप जैसे जे मन मागता मुने न आवड़े काई मागता मुने न आवड़े काई तुझ जाने कर जोग तू दे जे तुझ जाने कर जोग तू दे जे मागता मुने न आवड़े काई तुझ जाने कर जोग तू दे जे तुझ जाने कर योग तू दे जे मन मन माने नहीं मांगता वाली मन माने नहीं मांगता मालिक मरने माथड़े वावजे कांटा मन माने नहीं मांगता मालिक मरने माथड़े वावजे कांटा केम करे वाली चिंता है ये वरसावजे तू चंदन छाटा केम करी बड़ी चिंतु है ये वरसावजे तू चंदन छाटा जीवी छिवी आ जात ने मालिक साव खुला दिले सामने राखू जीवी छिवी आ जात ने मालिक साव खुला दिले सामने राखू फावे ते फेंक जे दीन दयाड़ू मीठू के कड़ू काई न भाखू फावे ते फेंक जे दीन दयाड़ू मीठू के कड़ू काई न भाखू जीव छिवी आ जात ने मालिक साव खुला दिले सामने राखू फावे ते फेंक जे दीन दयाड़ू मीठू के कड़ू काई न भाखू मीठू के करू काई न भाखू हूँ ते शू जाणू के कारू मालिक हूँ ते शू मारू ज्ञान गणाऊ हूँ ते शू जाणू के कारू मालिक हूँ ते शू मारू ज्ञान गणाऊ तारू आप्यू सौ आखड़ाड़ी तारू आप्यू सौ आखड़ाड़ी धन्य घड़ी धन्य भाग वधाऊ मुंगा मुंगा तारे चरणी मालिक होशे होशे कुर्बान छे काया मुंगा मुंगा तारे चरणी मालिक होशे होशे कुर्बान छे काया ओगड़ी पिगड़ी जाऊ तारा मा ओगड़ी पिगड़ी जाऊ तारा मा ओगड़ी पिगड़ी जाऊ तारा मा प्राण रहे नहीं लेश पराया ओगड़ी पिगड़ी जाऊं तारा माँ प्राण रहे नहीं लेश पराया मागता मुने न आवड़े काई शिखवी देशू मागू सारू मागता मुने न आवड़े काई शिखवी देशू मागू सारू अद कुए थी तो मुझ माँ बेसी तू जाने तुझ मागी ले गम तू तारू अद कुए थी तू मुझ माँ बेसी तुझ मागी ले गम तू तारू मागू शू ते जू जानू न मालिक आपू होए थे आप जैसे जे मागता मुने न आवड़े काई तुझ जाने कर जोग तू दे जे तुझ जाने कर जोग तू दे जे
Saying you might have to help me. Pehla kai sena thi chalu thai chhe. This is a progressive series of thoughts that this great devotee is going through. He says, I don't know what to ask. Whatever is effortless for you, please give it to me. I'm happy to receive whatever is effortless for you.
Man mane nahi magta malik marne mathade vao jakata. Man mane nahi magta malik marne mathade vao jakata.
Saying I don't. Is whatever you want to give me. This is like translating Shakespeare, so I do know English. I know his language, but like it's like, you know, I'm like, okay, what is this? You know. I totally ruined the vibe, but sorry. So he says, even if you give me a crown of thorns, I welcome that.
Kem kari vali chintu haiye varsao je tu chandan chhata.
I do know it, I promise.
He's saying that how do I tell you that, you know, what is it that I want? Whatever you give, he's saying chandan chhata. Chandan is sandalwood. So he's saying that whatever you give, you know, is going to be accepted like that, the fragrance of the sandalwood, and the quality of sandalwood, which is giving peace, giving that kind of
kind of coolness.
Yeah, the coolness. Yeah. It needs two people to translate.
Jivichiti viyajatni malik sao khula dile samne rakhun phavete phenk je din dayalu mithu ke kadu kai na bakhun.
He says, I'm standing here in front of you completely transparent. I'm not hiding anything. You give me whatever you'd like to offer me.
Mute shu janu ke karu malik mute shu maru ge nan ganau. Taru apu sau akharadi dhanya ghadi dhanya bhagavadhau.
Go ahead, no problem.
So it's like, use my intellect to ask, because there are so many limitations to it. So whatever you, in a way, throw at me, he's using actually saying that whatever you throw at me, I will pick it up, and I will, in India, one of the things as reverence is we put it on our heads. So it's like whatever you give me, you know, as reverence, I will accept it. Be it which is like, you know, it could be of any taste. It could be bitter, or it could be sweet, or it could be sour. Whatever you give to me, I accept it with complete reverence.
Munga munga tahe charane malik, hoshe hoshe kurban chekaya.
So it's like I'm quiet, I'm silent, and I offer my body to you. So it's also because it was written originally by a Christian mystic. It's saying that, you know, how Jesus offered his body. It's like in the same sense, it's like, you know, oh Lord, like, you know, I'm offering my entire self to you. Whatever you wish to give, you give.
Muga muga tare charane malik, hoshe hoshe kurban chekaya. Ogale pegale jau tarama, pran rahe nahi lesh paraya.
So it's like, I'm here to completely dissolve in you. Totally, completely dissolve in you. There is no sense of me that remains. I'm there to completely be at your feet and completely dissolve.
Magta mune na aure kai shikhve deshu mago saru.
I do not know what to ask for. please teach me how to ask.
માગતા હું ને આવડે કાંઈ શીખવી દે શું માગો સારું અદકું એથી તું મુજમાં બેસી તું જ માગી લે ગમતું તારું.
This is the climax, as he often says, of the whole thing. He says, Lord, I don't even know what to ask you. I don't know how to ask you. I just want to dissolve and melt in you. Why don't you come in me, come in me, and ask yourself? It's all your show. Who am I to ask?
मैंने आपको ये कहा था कि पहले अगर भगवान आपसे कहें, आप लोगों से कहें कि आप क्या मांगेंगे, और उसके बाद हमने दो मिनट का मौन भी रखा था. आपकी मांग और ये फेनिलोन की मांग में फर्क कितना आता है जरा बताइए.
He says, when we were in silence and we asked and we reflected, and you contrast that with fenelon. And he says, Lord, I don't even know what to ask for. In fact, I don't even want that I that is asking. I just want to dissolve in you. And it mirrors for us the possibility of what a true devotee can be.
Okay. कहेंगे
कौन सी बात
अपना मैं शुरुआत में करूँ तो नहीं कि तुम बे मिनट मौन आप छो मौन में तुम्हारी मांगनी आने आनी मांगनी माँ कितना
एज में समझा भी हूँ
एमा कैसे आलो
a group or set la bada logo che he was thinking we would do popcorn style shares, but I said it'll be a little complicated to do that. But maybe at the 11:30 hour. We're going till 11:15, is that right? Oh, 11. Okay. Oh, 11. Apre so all right, we have 5 minutes, so I'm moving closer here. or maybe 2 minutes. Yeah. આપણે 2 મિનિટ છે, તમારે કંઈક છેલ્લું કહેવું હોય તો. He says that's all. And he says instead of applause, because applause clears the energy, he says, if you want to keep the energy, he loves doing this. And he'll be here 11:30 for half an hour of Q&A afterwards, if those that want to talk more with him. And we have a hugging station in the back. We've got like services, magazines, and a copy of this book called Moved by Love. Which is the story of Vinoba Bhave, who walked across India and did this unprecedented thing. And the title, I love the title, you know. We're in the center of love, we're all moved by love. And those are all, of course, everything here is priceless pricing. So, you know, those are just gifts. But thank you all for being in that shared space and taking it out beyond the four walls of this church, as I know all of you do in so many ways. So we feel honored to be here and grateful. Thank you.
So I'll do a prayer, and then Jessica.